Dr. Pinsky dictating a female. I am Ian. Anna, A-N-A, Nunez, N-U-N-E-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Nunez as described in the reports listed above. Appears she is now a 51-year-old woman who again described she injured her back at work on 9/14/13. Appears she did not currently supply a mechanism of injury. Appears she did volunteer that she has undergone surgery. Appears she states since being seen here she had 3 lumbar spine surgeries and 2 right foot surgeries after a fall and fracture. Appears she complains that her left leg is not working. Appears she was otherwise a poor historian due to the language barrier. Appears in the paragraph, as per the record supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 6/5/20 and then reopened her claim. Appears on 9/30/20 she presented to the emergency room. Complaining of right ankle pain. Appears she was in the Dominican Republic taking care of her mother when she tripped outside of her house and broke one of the bones in the right lower extremity. Appears she had it casted, but no surgery was done because, quote, there were no surgeons to perform the operation, period, end quote. Her cast was removed 2 days ago, and she returned to the United States. Appears the right ankle was now swollen and painful and unable to bear weight. Appears they noted a history of prior ankle surgery and neck surgery, period. She was evaluated, including x-rays to be inserted here. Period. She was admitted to the hospital for further evaluation, period. She was discharged on 10/5/20. With diagnosis of bimalleolar right ankle fracture, period. It was noted at hospitalization she was found to have displaced and laterally subluxated malleolar ankle fracture on the right side. She was seen by orthopedics in the emergency room and underwent a closed reduction under sedation followed by splint placement, period. No surgical intervention was pursued in the hospital. Period. It was recommended she follow up with orthopedics as an outpatient. Period. She was then discharged to subacute rehabilitation as recommended by physical therapy. Period. While at the emergency room, orthopedic consultation was done by Dr. Lynch, L-I-N-C-H. Period. She reported injury on her ankle on 9/6/20 in the Dominican Republic. Period. She had a slip and fall that was due to chronic weakness of her left lower extremities, status post 2 spinal surgeries. Period. She went to the hospital in the Dominican Republic and was placed in a cast. Period. Hard copy x-rays showed bimalleolar fracture with a well-reduced mortise and a well-padded cast. Period. She followed up with a surgeon as an outpatient after being seen in the hospital and was told she needed to come to the United States for surgery of her ankle because it could not be done in the Dominican Republic. Period. He performed an evaluation and diagnosed displaced and laterally subluxated bimalleolar ankle fracture that was successfully reduced. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Nunez was seen on 10/18/21 by Dr. Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E. Period. He learned of her presentation to the emergency room at 9/30/20 with the preceding incident, period. He also ascertained a history that she has a history of spinal fracture. Period. The cover letter reports she had to work with an injury on 9/14/13. Period. Dr. Levine performed right ankle x-rays demonstrating an apparently well fixated and healed open reduction internal fixation of the right ankle, where there is a syndesmosis screw with substantial loosening around it. Period. He wrote, pain is consistent with the reasonable possibility from the hardware. Pretty thought it was reasonable to proceed with hardware removal. Period. This evidently was performed. Scratch that. On 11/22/21, they planned for that procedure. Period. It was completed, and she followed up on 2/2/22. Period. New paragraph, she was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Testaudi on 1/7/22. Period. He summarized her injury and surgeries to be inserted as marked. She was scheduled for another ankle surgery on 1/18/22. She admitted to multiple falls with occasional urinary incontinence and numbness in her vaginal area. Period. He performed flexion extension x-rays in the lumbar spine as well as the cervical spine. Period. He wrote she had pseudoarthrosis after fusion, comma, low back pain, comma, lumbar spondylosis with radiculopathy, comma, cervicalgia, and cervical radiculopathy. Period. She remained symptomatic. Pretty recommended she obtain a CAT scan and MRI of the lumbar spine for further evaluation. Period. If it appears fused at L4-5, then attention to L5-S1 to address the pseudoarthrosis is appropriate. Period. She also was referred for a CAT scan and MRI of the cervical spine. Period. Paragraph. This actually goes back chronologically with Dr. Levine. On 1/18/22, Dr. Levine performed removal of deep implant from the right fibula and tibia. The postoperative diagnosis was pain due to internal orthopedic prosthetic devices. Period. On 2/7/22, she did undergo lumbar spine CAT scan to be inserted. Period. On 2/9/22, she underwent a lumbar MRI to be inserted. Period. On 2/9/22, she also had a cervical spine MRI to be inserted. Period. She was also followed by Dr. Bajarski on the dates described. Period. The petitioner underwent surgery by Dr. Testaudi on 10/4/22 to be inserted here. Period. On, scratch that, Dr. Haas, H-A-A-S, assisted with anterior approach. Period. She remained in the hospital postoperatively for a period of time. She appears to have been discharged on 10/6/22. Period. Actually, make that 10/8/22. Period. She did receive home health care afterwards from 10/14/22. Onward. prepared. She also followed with Dr. Testaudi through 9/8/22 period. They had an extensive discussion as to the benefits and risks of various surgical procedures, period. Physical exam, extremities upper, men and muscle testing yielded 5+/5 right hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed a short medial scar about the right ankle and a long scar on the lateral aspect of the ankle, period. There was non-reproducible range of motion about the right ankle. Paired motion of the left ankle, both hips and knees, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired manual muscle testing yielded markedly volitional weakness in the left hamstring strength. Paired quadriceps and extensor hallucis longus strength were 4/5. Paired left plantar flexor strength was 3+/5. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical range of motion was full in all 3 years with subjective complaints of tenderness. Paired to tender in the midline at C7. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane in her right hand. Paired she was unable to stand on her heels or toes on the left, period. Inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars measuring 2.5 inches in length. But there was also a long longitudinal subumbilical scar consistent with the ear anterior approach. Paired she actively flexed to 70 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 40 degrees. Elicited a sensation that her quadriceps was weak, but no low back or radicular complaints. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired impressions, insert what's marked in my cover letters. Since evaluated here, Ms. Nunez received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Paired, she received specialist care from Dr. Levine, Dr. Testaudi, and others. Paired, she had updated diagnostic testing of the cervical and lumbar spine. Paired, she did submit to surgery to be inserted here. Paired, she had inpatient rehabilitation postoperatively. Paired, new paragraph, I will offer assessments of permanency that will be slightly above those previously given, assuming these surgeries were not taken into consideration previously, period. And that is the end.